Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 14th of April 2017. And tributes have been paid this week to the long-serving BBC Radio presenter Brian Matthew, who's died aged 88. He joined the BBC in 1954 and worked on The Light Programme, as well as Radio 1 and Radio 2, hosting programmes including Saturday Club, My Top 12, Round Midnight, and then Sounds of the 60s for the last 27 years, finishing with a farewell show earlier this year.
And I must say I've enjoyed every minute of my 27 years in this chair, and I'm saddened to leave. But I'll be back on Radio 2 in the near future with something new, so keep your eyes open for further information. And this is your old mate Brian Matthew saying, that's your lot for this week. See you again soon.
And sadly, he never did return. Dave Berry, George Shelley and Lila Parsons have done their last Capital London Breakfast show.
It is our last show together on Breakfast, and it is my last day here on Capital. George and Lila are still going to be about, though.
Yeah, still going far.
As announced earlier this year, I have decided that the time is right for me to leave the warm embrace of Capital Breakfast, and this morning was my final show as its host. I must say that being the custodian of this radio behemoth for the past 5 years is something that I'll always be extremely proud of. And during my time here at Capital, I have had the privilege of working with some of the best people I ever could have known. At the risk of making this thing like an hour long by naming everybody, you know who you are, and I love you dearly. I've also been very fortunate, I'd like to point out, to have laughed every day that I've been to work. So thank you, George and Lila, for that, and everybody else. And I'd like to thank the trinity of bosses, Ashley, Richard and Stephen, for giving me the opportunity to do so. Going forward, I know that Capital Breakfast is going to be in great hands slash voice, and I wish the new team all the best. But of course, my biggest thanks is reserved for you out there who have chosen to tune into us every day to hear the music and to hear us waffle. and I think that as the last song I play here on the show, I think this reflects how many of you have come to see me over the years.
Dave has departed Global after 10 years to join Absolute Radio. It's not been confirmed as yet who's taking over the Capital London Breakfast show, though network evening presenter Roman Kemp looks a likely contender. Jeff Lloyd has finished at One Golden Square after 18 years. He did a special show this week reuniting Pete and Jeff before signing off from Absolute Radio for the final time on Wednesday's show with Annabelle Port.
Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port, good riddance. That's what I say.
So it's our final show here on the radio station, and we're doing the show from the staff canteen, which has been refurbished, and it looks like a TV studio, like an MTV studio from the 1990s now, doesn't it? It's really quite something. And it's very strange because we've got all these rows of empty seats in front of us, because we thought we'll invite some listeners in.
Yeah.
Only we thought, we don't want them in for the whole show, though, you know, let's get underway. So it's just like me and you in a huge empty room at the moment.
Feels a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it won't later because, you know, some of our listeners are coming in. It's going to be great. I mean, we've spent, I think, into the double figures on refreshments for them.
I don't think we have, actually.
Oh, really? People have been emailing in over in recent weeks saying, you know, I've been listening to you since I was 14. I've been listening to you since your first show on the old Virgin Radio. And here's how this company thanks you. Mm-hmm. With £10 worth of cheap wine and crisps.
Russell Brand is making an impact on his new Sunday Lunchtime Radio X show, week two, and he decided to invade the LBC studio where Katie Hopkins was on air.
I'm sorry about Paul, I apologise for the interruption. Russell Brand just came charging into the studio asking if we're live. Russell, darling, just speak to the mic. We are live. Sorry, Paul, for this.
Paul,
Russell,
can you say sorry for interrupting you?
Russell Brand, have some sense of, you know, diplomacy, and don't be so rude. Paul here was making an important point from Croydon, and you've just ruined
his moment. Hello, Paul from Croydon. Carry on, mate. I didn't mean to interrupt, but Katie did actually invite me in.
No, I waved you across into the area.
It's so easy how these misunderstandings can occur.
Would you mind leaving my studio, and I'll deal with you after? You're a very naughty child. Would you mind moving?
Hello, mate.
Russell Brand, we're going to go to the news, magic, whether you like it or not.
This is some news.
Can we please cut Russell
We're coming
Brand's
with pure love.
Mic. You have no love,
no,
darling.
Of course we do.
Russell Brand out.
TechCon is back. A date's been set for Monday, the 27th of November this year. Engineers and technical folk from the radio and audio industry will descend on IET London in Savoy Place for the event, which returned last year under a new guise. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan is back with another round table. Guests this week, Simon Cross, Jonty Arendt, and Ford Ennals. It's worth a listen. That's it for this week's look at things going on in radio. Get industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.